All right, George L., how many different kinds of alien groups have been coming to the planet, and where the heck are they?
Well, I have to admit that to know exactly how many, I could never really know, because I'd assume that we're only scraping the surface. But we have probably a good introduction. But I would guess, we have, for example, Clifford Stone reports that there's something like 52, 50, or 53, up to like 57. You know, remember the Heinz 57 saw some people said, well, maybe he came up with this in somebody's hat. Different other sources, the more reliable people, people who are ex-officials, people from government service, they suggest dozens. But it's not so much just how many individual groups, like one planet or another. I think what you have to do is step back. This is a mistake. It can be done correctly or be done mistakenly. You make entire categorical distinctions. There are aliens that are more proximate, closer to us, say like the Greys. They're actually, in this universe, they would be much more like us than, say, a slightly more advanced group like what Philip Kropp calls the Verdants, which is a much larger population. Sexually reproducing aliens, hence a little bit more territorial, maybe more domineering, and able to control the Greys if they want to. And then let's go the next step beyond that, because the Verdants would only be on one galaxy or several galaxy level. Let's go up to, say, supercluster, or even once you get to a supercluster level, if you have aliens that are that old or that capable, then they would communicate between each other because of a need in terms of the universal ecology. So you would have aliens who are probably, let's assume, billions of years old, and some possibly multiple billions of years old. Our universe is expected to be some 13.7 billion now. Scientists found a planet in a nearby, it's called a globular cluster. It's one of those sort of fuzzy little balls that floats above and below the Milky Way disk and near the center. They found a planet there that was expected, apparently it formed as much as, I think it was like almost 10 billion years ago. So if you allow for, let's say, planetary evolution and so forth, you could see where it's conceivable that life on a planet, if there were planets on other stars, on other planets that formed elsewhere, that could be as much as 6 or 7 billion years old. Well, after years of interactions with aliens, I in May of 2004, and I something happened. It was just very unusual. I wrote it in my diary that I keep. And I have a chapter about this. It's called Hyperversal Aliens. Aliens, it's kind of hard to say this because some people can be skeptical of what I'm about to say.
Hyperversal aliens?
Hyperversal aliens are the aliens who made contact at that point, and they stated explicitly and specifically that they came from a previous universe cycle. So that would be more than 13.7 billion years ago. And then I was thinking, what? And then immediately I was treated to a graphic of what it was like for these aliens to be sitting at the time when they engineered a new universe cycle into being. And in the graphic, the aliens are sitting there, and above them is a kind of a dome, a round-looking dome, this sort of pinkish-reddish. It's swirling and is a moment of great apprehension, and all of these aliens, very advanced, are sitting there waiting for this moment, hoping to move into the next cycle. So that would essentially talk to your idea of the multiversal continuum, which has become more of a mainstream assumption. New Scientist did an article about, there was a suggesting about one cosmologist, this is a university lecturer, suggesting that it would be possible for aliens to engineer a new universe into being. It's a guy named Tom Bearden. You probably know about him.
I know Tom real well. Yeah. I've been trying to get him on the show, but able to pull him off. Yeah,
he's so good. Tom Bearden has this. He says that if you destructively interfere light from different directions, it bleeds into this kind of electrogravity, kind of a negative energy thing. But he also says this. If you sort of converge and destructively interfere so that it cancels out these waves of this electrogravity, it bleeds back into light. Well, let's step off the scale. Let's say you've got a universe like we have, a white hole that's sort of bleeding out of whatever it was before, kind of a singular condition. If you got near the end of a universe cycle, and you know how even atoms have a limited lifetime, the universe also, and it's becoming difficult, you see where it's going to be difficult for you to have life in the universe. What if you had all the aliens of the whole universe near all the black holes of the universe, destructively sort of interfering their electrogravity on or around those black holes, causing, you'd have to get away from them. You know, maybe they could have craft do that, and they'd have to get out into the farthest reaches or in between the superclusters, and suddenly you could engineer a new cycle into being. making a lot of assumptions about technology and extrapolating quite a bit.
Sure, but you have to, so that's okay.
Yeah, so the hyperversals come along, and they say that they came from a previous universe cycle. And they didn't just say that. It's just incredible. I mean, you know, you think aliens are very smart. Well, the hyperversals come along, and they're that much more impressive. But they also are, they're kind of humble, but they're also on a larger scale. So they come along, and they go out of their way to let you know that they're not only that capable. You know, they demonstrate it. Essentially, I remember one time, it was like, I had something had been going on. Maybe there have been comments in the interactions that I'm part of, coming from a statement, from a perspective, that as if, you know, the variants were just, oh, you know, about those variants, you know, especially one remark was that they're like, they're good ciphers. And here's this, you know, these highly advanced aliens, they reportedly have 500 trillion in their population. They live on 246,000 planets, and they had our kind of technology 229 million years ago, according to Croft. His direct statement from them, from days of experience with them, and also multiple other people who Croft reports seeing their faces. One guy at the LA Times mirror establishment. These are mainstream reporters. Croft was picked because he's a very conservative. He's a very believable person who didn't believe in aliens whatsoever before suddenly he's experiencing this.
He was like you.
Yeah, and so they have variants more advanced than like the Greys, but then there's other categories of aliens. And they seem to be tending to the larger universal ecology, such that they can look at populations like the variants and, let's say the alleged variants, and see how they can be used to help tend to the larger ecology.